Audio of Barack Obama reciting the oath of office streamed over the PA system at Edison Middle School.
I'm Barack Hussein Obama.
Seventh and eighth grade social studies students were in the library watching C-SPAN. It can be a challenge to get young teenagers to sit still, but the new president held the attention of students like Robert Starnes, at least until the tone of the lunch bell.
This is something that I could tell my children when I get older, if I have any. And to tell them about the importance of the first African-American president.
Why do you think that's important that we have a president of color?
Because it's through Martin Luther King's dream that it was something that African-Americans would be treated equal as the white man of United States of America.
Starnes won't even be old enough to vote in 2012. Neither will his classmate, Kendra Starr. But she says she's starting to pay attention to politics anyway.
My grandma and my mom, they're really, like, urging me to really pay attention to the elections now because I'm getting older and I can now understand whatever, like, they're saying.
It's an attitude teacher Maureen DeTurville is seeing more of.
The younger that we can talk to them about these issues and get them excited and interested and realize that politics is about them, the more of a chance we'll have of people voting when they're 18 and not just saying, my vote doesn't count.
This year's election was marked by issues like the economy and health care. DeTurville says those are things her students' families are affected by every day. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.